of our Savior and magnify Him. I bless His name this morning. We're going to have some preaching. Going to have three 20-minute preachers this morning before Brother Dana comes. And I'm going to ask Brother Alan Fox, the pastor of Poplar Springs Baptist Church here in the county. I appreciate Poplar Springs Baptist Church. That's my home church. I love those people. And they love me. They still pray for me. And I'm grateful to God for it. And I want to say to you young men, don't ever break off your relationship with the church you came out of. You always love that place. You always hold it dear in your heart because that's where God nurtured you and God strengthened you and God spoke to you. I'm telling you, there's something wrong when you can't get along with other place where you come out of. Amen. They pray for you. But I appreciate this man of God. He's a blessing, and I want you to hear him. He's God's man for this time this morning, and you listen to what he has to say. Love you, brother.
Love you, Brother Steve. The book of Romans, please, this morning. For just a few moments, I'd like to read in chapter 15 and just quickly say something and get out of the way. I love the camp meeting. We didn't have to come, we got to come.
Amen.
We got to.
Amen.
And God is good, and I appreciate the camp meeting. When we were missionaries and couldn't be here, of course, I always thought about the camp meeting. I knew when it was going on. I remember many times praying, looking at my watch, saying, Lord, they're getting ready to start here in about 1 minute.
Amen.
And it was on my heart, even though I was 4,000 miles away. And I'm from Taylorsville, and as Brother Hinkle said, this is the capital of the United States. I hope you got your geography right.
Yeah.
Amen. I remember praying with Brother Hinkle, and he'd come in here singing Amazing Grace. Remember that?
Yes, sir.
And God is good. Amen.
Amen.
God is good. Romans chapter number 15 this morning. And if you look down at verse number 19, I'll just read verse 19. Through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about into Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Please notice that phrase, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. I'd like to speak for just a moment on the subject, are you still a-preaching? The Lord laid it on my heart some time back, just as clear as a bell, to speak along these lines for just a moment. I hope to be a help to somebody.
Amen,
through the years, I've had a cousin in another city and don't see them, but usually around Christmas time. And she always comes up to me and says, are you still preaching? For 40 years, every Christmas, you still preaching? And, you know, I got to thinking last time that happened, if I had to say to her, nope, I ain't preaching no more, I'd rather die. I'd rather die. And she asked me that, and I think she knows the answer, but she's just making sure. And she looks at me like, you are still preaching, aren't you? I wanted to say, if you had a radio, you could find out. Amen. But anyway, are you still preaching? That's what I want to ask you,
Amen.
Men of God. You still preaching? You say, well, of course. Well, not everybody's still preaching. And some have totally changed their message. Some have got into ear-tickling business. And they write books on how to do it. I mean, there's a way to do it, unfortunately. Don't find out, but I just want to say, first of all, are you still preaching what you were ordained to preach?
Yeah.
I think it'll help a preacher every now and then to look back and remember his ordination and remember those men of God and ordained men that prayed with you and the men that charged you solemnly in the presence of God to preach the word, to in season and out of season, to reprove, to rebuke, to exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. You were ordained not to preach your opinions, not to preach what they told you at denominational headquarters, not to preach men's perspectives or traditions, but you were solemnly ordained to preach the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Are you still preaching that?
Yes, sir.
The book, the blood, and the blessed hope. You still preaching that?
Amen.
Are you still preaching so sinners will get saved?
Surely.
A lot of times people come to church and they get a lecture, they get a seminar, they get a little bit of drama and have an emotional experience, and instead of sinners getting saved, they get salved, and they leave in worse shape than when they got there.
Amen.
It's not our business to make the message acceptable. We just make it available, and people have to decide what they're going to do with it. Don't water it down. When you dilute it, you pollute it. Tell it like it is, the people as they are. Are you still a-preaching what you were ordained to preach? They're going to give an account of how they hear, and you're going to give an account of what you say and how you say it. And remember, God didn't call you to preach books. He called you to preach the book that He wrote, that's inspired, that's preserved and infallible, eternal and indestructible.
Amen.
When I first started preaching on the radio, I thought I'm going to run out of something to preach. The first time I was on the radio, I preached on 8 major Bible characters in 15 minutes, one sermon. I said, I got to change something. I'm going to run out. But I learned and I'm still learning, aren't you? And don't you, men of God, sit down, you and God in the Bible, and say, oh God, I don't know this book well enough. Lord, there's 50 million sermons in here. Which one today? Lord, not just a sermon, the sermon, the right one. And help me, Lord, to say it as a dying man to dying men. Is that right? And preach it with humility and gratitude. I don't care how long you're preaching. When you walk toward a pulpit, your attitude ought to be, Lord, if you don't help me. Lord, if you don't help me. I heard of a young preacher. He approached the pulpit a little bit too high and a little bit too exalted and walked down humiliated. And the older preacher said to him, son, if you had gone up the way you went down, you could have went down the way you went up. You better come up low. You better come up low and hope they don't see you. Amen. And hope they just get lost. The people that hear you just get so absorbed by the truth of the Word of God and see Jesus and the Holy Ghost working, you just feel like a mailman. You're just delivering the mail. You didn't write the mail. You're just delivering the mail. Folks, we didn't write the Bible. We're just delivering the message. Don't you preach what you make up. You preach what God said in this book before time ever was. Well, that's a load off my shoulders when I found out I didn't have to make up nothing. I just have to tell what God put in this book. The most important thing you do, preacher, by the way, is read your text. God said God promised to bless His word. He may or may not bless your comments. He did not promise to bless your comments. But He did promise to bless His book. And I tell people that. I'll get started and say, now the most important thing that I'll say has already been said.
That's right.
Amen. That's the reading of the Word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I love preachers. Don't you love preachers?
Yes,
preaching not a job. It's a calling.
Amen.
It's a passion. It's a fire in your bones. It's a fire in your bones. We ought to preach with zeal. We ought to raise our voice sometimes. Amen. That's right. I like what the lady said to Brother Sheffy. He said, I've never spoke before. She said, you never really had nothing important to say till now. Amen. Man, I'm glad I got something to say. I'm glad I can say with the authority of God and with boldness and thank God for the truth. And you never have to apologize for the truth. You don't have to worry about coming back 30 years later and saying, folks, I need to apologize for what I said there. Folks, if it's in the Bible, it'll stand. Not like I said to a Jehovah Witness one time. I said, aren't you ashamed you keep telling people Jesus was coming back in 73 and 75 and you lie to people? Aren't you ashamed of that? He said, I don't defend my faith. I said, that's because you can't. That's right. I thank God for a book I don't have to apologize for. Roland Hill said he was walking along years ago and he heard some screams. And there had been an accident in the mine. And as he approached, he found out most definitely there were some men trapped down in a mine. He said, what can I do? He said, I'll raise my voice. And maybe in that village a mile away, I'll just shout help to the top of my volume. And maybe somebody will hear me and come and rescue these poor men. And thank God he shouted to the top of his lungs and help came and those men were rescued. And he said, you know, it's a funny thing though. He said, I shout at church to rescue men's souls and they criticize me. He said, but I shouted for the sake of men's bodies and they praise me. He said, it don't make a lick of sense. I mean, if somebody's house was on fire, you'd do more than say, wake up. Wake up. People are one heartbeat from hell. That's why preachers say, repent! Amen. Well, are you still preaching? Are you still preaching with zeal and humility? It won't be popular. Famous preacher said not long ago, said people like you and me are outdated and irrelevant. That's just what he said. But folks, we need to preach without apology, fear, or favor anyway. We only got one to please. You can't please people, amen? They can't please themselves. What makes you think you can please them? Let me say this with most humbly. Even God don't please everybody. Why don't you just please God? And that'll simplify your life. And you'll only have one to please. And if you can preach the word and go to bed at night with a clear conscience that you said what God put on your heart, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. So read yourself full, think yourself clear, pray yourself hot and let yourself go. Amen. We don't need statues in church. We don't need incense. We don't need mantras. Don't let them move your pulpit either. The whole thing today is let's take out the altars. That offends people. Let's remove the invitation. That offends people. Put the pulpit over there. That offends people. People come in and look at that pulpit and that offends them and say, oh my, that fella's going to get up there and open the Bible and shout at us again. Well, folks, this is church and it's about Jesus and worship and prayer and the word of God, and we're not moving the pulpit, thank you. Move the pulpit. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard in all my born days. That's right. And if you ever change, you'll have to apologize. That's what Joe Arthur said, his daddy said. You'll either have to say, I've been wrong all my life and I want to apologize for that and I'm finally getting it right. Or I've been right all my life and now I'm changing, so I apologize for that. If you ever change, you must apologize. Amen, that's right. I'm so sick and tired of people wanting to change, aren't you? Well, God Almighty said, seek the old paths and walk therein, and you'll find rest for your souls. Some of you's worried to death. You're trying to keep up with the latest trend. Won't you walk in the old paths? Amen. You still preaching? I'm colorblind, so I hope I get this right. That's green, ain't it? Amen. The bottom one. Number four, you still preaching in your senior years. Amen. I like to see an old preacher, don't you? Still preaching what he preached. Amen. You're not old Larry Winkler. You're 72. I heard you say it last night. I got some tapes of you 50 years ago. And he sounds like last night like he did then. Praise God. One of my heroes, Rule Fox, I got one of his last messages at our church. He never changed. Daniel was probably 90 years old when they put him in the den of lions. Moses was 80 when he got started. So thank God you don't get too young and you don't get too old. And I honor the men of God that's still preaching, carrying the load, loving sinners, standing in the gap. Praise God. Until the end. You still preaching? Are you still preaching? Are you still preaching by the support of God's people? Aren't you thankful for those people that come up to you and say, I appreciate the message. Even in your heart when you know it wasn't much. And there's people praying for you. Amen. You shouldn't just love to preach. You ought to love the people you're preaching to. Percy Ray quit one time. Do you know that? He's having such criticism and division in that area over his preaching. He said that in the hotel room that night, I threw my Bible on the floor and said, I am done. I quit. But God laid it on the heart of a teenage girl. She said, write Percy Ray a letter and have it delivered to his hotel room and have it slipped under his door just in time. 4 or 5 o'clock, you know the story, it's in the biography. There came the letter and said, Brother Ray, us young people love you. We need you. And don't you quit. He picked his Bible up and said, devil, get hence. I'm going to keep on preaching. Amen. Hey, at least once a year, write your preacher and say, I'm praying for you. It might just keep him in the fight. Amen. And put a Zaxby's gift card in there. Praise God. And be a blessing to the man of God that spends 50 hours a week studying so he can feed your soul. Amen. That's right. So are you still preaching? And preach to yourself. Every message you preach, first of all, preach it to yourself. Amen. You ought to practice everything you preach. If not, you're a hypocrite. Is that right? That's right. I'll be done in 1 minute. Dr. Truett, on his deathbed, was quite sick, of course, and almost delirious, and he woke up and said to the nurse sitting beside of his bed, he said, I know I didn't sleep well, and I probably talked a lot during the night in my sleep. She said, preacher, you talked all night. He said, I'm so sorry if I said something a Christian shouldn't say. I didn't mean it. I didn't know, and I apologize. She said, Dr. Truett. She said, you preached all night long. You knelt down and prayed with sinners all night long. His last day, still preaching. He didn't just preach when he was awake, he preached when he is asleep.